KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 53 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for mostly cloudy skies with areas of fog and drizzle this morning and rain possible this afternoon, a high around 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. We picked up 1.65 inches of rainfall here in Atlantic over the past 24 hours. In the news, in an update to our story from overnight and on our webpage, the Iowa State Patrol reports three people were injured during a collision Tuesday afternoon in Shelby County. Authorities say a 2016 Chevy driven by 21-year-old Rachel Spangler of Eagle Grove was eastbound on County Road F-58 at around 12:52 p.m. when a 1998 Lincoln traveling north on Maple Road and driven by 24-year-old Matthew Strong of Harlan failed to yield at the stop sign. His vehicle struck the Chevy on the driver's side. Both vehicles came to rest in the ditch on the northeast side of the intersection. Both drivers and a passenger in the Lincoln, 22-year-old Rose Strong of Harlan, were injured. Matthew and Rose Strong were transported by Avoca Rescue and Medevac, respectively, to the UNMC in Omaha. Rachel Spangler was transported to Murtu Hospital in Harlan by Walnut Rescue. Well, heavy rain swept through parts of southwest Iowa Tuesday that are still recovering from flooding in March and May and the more recent spate of high water last week. Mills County Emergency Management Coordinator Larry Hurst says it's not just the Missouri River. Other waterways are raising concerns.
Yeah, the Nishnabotna, we have three other stream beds that we'll be watching very closely.
Hurst says those waters could surge to a flood stage very rapidly, possibly with increased rainfall to the north, and we could see those waters get into the local areas. Now, he says a lot of that sometimes gets out to the agricultural areas, but that would have an effect on harvesting for farmers, probably the towns of village of Mineola, Silver City, Malvern, Emerson, and towns such as that, and Hastings need to be vigilant as well, he said. Unlike previous incidents this year, Hurst says Pacific Junction is not at risk for flooding. Late Tuesday morning, Fremont County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cresselius went with the Army Corps of Engineers officials to discuss the status of levee repairs along the Missouri River, including a repaired levee near Hamburg.
They're confident that the repairs will hold, but they do have surveillance out there to keep an eye on them in case there is a failure, just like before. And then if they see an issue, they will work quickly with their contractors to get it repaired so that nothing happens.
The most recent National Weather Service forecasts indicate the Missouri River will crest at 22.6 feet at Nebraska City on Friday before falling. Additionally, the Nishnabotna River above Hamburg could rise to 26 feet by this evening, roughly 8 feet above flood stage. Cresselius said Hamburg and other parts of the county should be fine if the levees hold. However, both the Weather Service and the Iowa Department of Transportation are expressing concerns about additional flooding on Highway 2 and Interstate 29 in Fremont County. Both were closed because of floodwaters in March and May.
Part of the problem over around there is the amount of the rain we've had for the last week because the internal drainage, we can't drain anything out because the river's too high. So the water's stuck right there. That's the biggest problem we have right now. No drainage for any rainfall that's right on top of us.
Several secondary roads in Fremont County remained closed because of the previous rounds of flooding. However, Cresselius said Hamburgers and other parts of the county should be fine if the levees hold. And again, the Department of Transportation is watching those roads in southwest Iowa very closely. Also, September wrapped up in Iowa, feeling more like June. State climatologist Justin Glisson says the statewide average temperature for the month ended up around 68 degrees, which is 5 degrees warmer than normal. Glisson said besides being warmer, the weather was also wetter.
We were at about 6.5 inches across the state, and that's almost 3.38 inches above average. So, yes, trending wet. If you look at the borders between Illinois and Iowa, anywhere from 200% to 300% of normal precipitation.
Here in Atlantic, September was also wetter and warmer. Rainfall for the month, which is normally 3.81 inches, amounted to 8.82 inches, or nearly 5 inches above average. The average high last month was 81, which is about 5 degrees warmer than normal. The average low was 58, or about 7 degrees more than normal. Glisson said forecasts indicate the shift toward wetter, warmer weather may continue well into this month.
We should see seasonal, if not slightly above average temperatures, first part of October. Rainfall-wise, we are having higher probabilities of wetter than normal conditions.
We saw a very similar setup heading into autumn 1 year ago.
We, in fact, did see the third wettest September in 2018, followed by the seventh wettest October, combining that third wettest fall on record. So, yes, a very wet setup last year. Hopefully we don't get into that type of situation this year.
In October, Atlantic typically receives 2.76 inches of rain. The average high is 64. The average low is 39. The flash flood watches that were issued yesterday by the National Weather Service have multiplied in number since Monday, and they at one point covered 78 of the state's 99 counties.
We're just stuck in this jet stream pattern where we're just getting wave after wave of rainfall over the state, and these flash flood watches span several states.
Forecasters say dry weather is expected tomorrow and Friday, but more rain is likely Friday night into Saturday. In our funeral announcements, Marilee South, age 86 of Cumberland, died Friday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Celebration of life services for Marilee South will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Colette Renee Geyer, age 60, of Hancock, died Friday at Avoca Specialty Care. A celebration of life for Colette Geyer will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Regina Ann Kesters, age 92, formerly of Erling, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. A mass of Christian burial for Regina Kesters will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kathy Rothfolk, age 60, of Coon Rapids and formerly of Manning, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Kathy Rothfolk will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Lisa Stein, age 55, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside services for Lisa Stein will be held Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Lois Marie Kesters, age 100, of Erling, died Tuesday in Erling. A mass of Christian burial for Lois Kesters will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. And Jean Ray Mahaffey, age 77, of Florida and formerly of Atlantic, died August 21st. Graveside services for Jean Mahaffey will be Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.